chapter 12, and I've got 3 minutes, so it's going to be a very short sermon this evening. Well, what we'll do is I'll give you an introduction. There's a lot to go. This is one of the, it's a very key portion of the book of Exodus. It's where the Lord deals with the 10th plague, and he comes against Pharaoh, and the plague is the death of the firstborn. Let's read chapter 12, a portion of it anyway, this evening, beginning of verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if a household be too little for a lamb, let him and his neighbors next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall you make your count for the lamb. For your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it up until the 14th day of the same month, and the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on two side posts and on the upper doorpost of the houses wherein they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in the night, roast with fire and on leavened bread, and with bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roast with fire, his head with his legs, and with the pertinence thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand. You shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. Let's just bow in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we come before you this evening, Lord, we pray that you'd speak to us as you introduce the Passover to the nation of Israel. And Lord, help us to understand that this was really not only a time where you were showing the fact that you are the great deliverer to deliver them from out from under the hand of the Egyptians, but it was a foretelling of how that we were delivered out from the hand of Satan and underneath our, the hand of our own sin to be delivered by the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, now speak to us through your word this evening, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We've looked at 9 plagues that have struck the land of Egypt. And these 9 plagues have intensified with each plague. The last plague, the 9th plague, was darkness over the whole land, so much darkness that it caused the people to tremble and become fearful, and as God's judgment began to fall upon them. But the greatest plague of all was coming, and that was a plague of death that would come upon every house in the land of Egypt, except those houses that had blood upon the doorposts and the lintel. This plague would be the plague of death of the eldest of all the children of the land of Egypt, the eldest of every family, and the eldest of every beast would die as God's angel of judgment and death came upon the land. However, the Lord was going to preserve the nation of Israel, and also he would preserve all who would believe and trust in what he had said, and that this angel would pass over. This evening, as we read these first verses, it speaks about this Passover meal that was coming, and the meal was to center around the sacrificial lamb. Now, as we saw, this lamb could be either a lamb that was taken from the sheep herd or the goat herd, but it was to be a special lamb. And there's some very interesting things as we look at this, because a lot of it pertains to what would happen hundreds of years later when Jesus entered Jerusalem at the same time that these sheep had been requested to be taken out of the sheep herd or folds by the Lord per house. As we read here, that the month shall be unto the you the beginning of months. This is the month of Nisan. Nisan corresponds to our calendar of being March or April. If you come to March and April in our calendar, an interesting thing happens. A time of celebration of Passover in the Jewish community. The name has been given in the Christian community, although it's really a name that has got pagan roots of Easter. But we should be calling it the resurrection, the celebration of Resurrection Sunday. But it ties at the same time as Passover, and oftentimes they're celebrated. This last year, in 2018, they're actually celebrated the same weekend, Passover and Resurrection Sunday. And we see that Nisan was the beginning of the deliverance of the nation of Israel, and so the Lord said this will be the first month. It was to be a month where they would always be reminded of their deliverance and that they had come out from the hand of the Egyptians. They'd been the slaves to the Egyptians. They lost their freedom. They had been required to do that which they did not want to do and to live where they did not want to live. God was going to deliver them, and he was going to deliver them not by their own power or strength because they couldn't deliver themselves, but he was going to deliver them by his power and his strength. And remember, he told Moses, it'll be my arm that shall deliver the nation of Israel, and it'll be my strength. So this happened the first month that he had decreed that so they should celebrate at the beginning of the year, Nisan. And he says, speak unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. Every house was to have a lamb. And if the house couldn't afford a lamb, if it was a small house and they didn't have the means, they were to go with their neighbor and two houses or three houses, however many had to come together that could gain a lamb, were to take a lamb, and that lamb was to be used. That lamb was to be sacrificed, but this had to be a very special lamb. And we see here that there's some very special things about this lamb. It was to be a year old, and this lamb was also to be without blemish. Notice that, it's very important. It was to be without blemish. There was to be no sign, no broken bones, no disease, nothing. There was to be a perfect lamb. Why was this to be a perfect lamb? Because the one who would come to take away the sins of the world hundreds of years later would be the Son of God, who would be the Lamb of God come to take away the sins of the world. He would be the ultimate sacrificial lamb. He would come and he would be spotless. He would be without sin. He would have no marks of this world system and rebellion of this world upon him. This lamb was to be a reflection of the coming Messiah. And the people were to look to this sacrificial lamb as the means by which God would deliver them. Now, it wasn't by the fact that the lamb was to be killed, but it was to be the blood of the lamb that would be the mark that was placed upon the houses that would be their deliverance. It's just the Lord Jesus Christ, when he went to the cross, he shed his blood, that his blood could be placed upon our lives, that the Lord would pass over us when judgment comes and say, these are my children, my judgment will not come upon them. My son's blood has been placed upon them. The houses of the Israelites that the Lord came to would have blood upon them, and they'd have blood on the doorposts. That'd be on each side of the door going down, and they'd have blood on the lintel. That is, the angel of death would not enter into that house because the sacrificial blood prevented his hand of judgment from coming upon that house. Now, it's interesting to note that they were to pick the lamb out on the 10th of Nisan, and then they were to wait till the 14th of Nisan to sacrifice it. There was a four-day period. What was that period used for? That period was used for the people to make preparation, and it was also used to examine the lamb and to make sure that the lamb was a perfect lamb, to make sure that the lamb was in accordance with what God had called and stated it would be. It's interesting if you go to the Gospels, and we're very short on time tonight, but if you go to the Gospels and look at the account of when Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem on what we refer to as Palm Sunday, it was the 10th of Nisan. the same day that the people had been instructed when they were enslaved in Egypt to take a lamb, a yearling lamb, a lamb that was perfect from the flock, and examine it for 4 days. Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem for the last time to the psalms and praises and songs of the people who were crying out salvation to the Son of David. Salvation, Hosanna is what they were crying. Hosanna, which means salvation, was found in Christ, this one who was entering the city. If you remember in the Gospels, it talks about the fact that the Pharisees, some of them came to Jesus and told them, tell them to be silent. And he said, if I told them to be silent and they would be silent, the very rocks and stones would have to cry out. Why? Because God had foretold this coming event of this salvation that would be found in the Lamb that was perfect as he entered the city to be examined. And he had foretold that there would come and that the Messiah would come, and that this was a precursor of that event and the deliverance of Israel out from under Egypt, or out from the world and its whole system, and that they would be called out to be God's people. Now, as the Lord came into the Israel, or came into Jerusalem on the 10th of Nisan, 4 days later, on the 14th of Nisan, he was sacrificed. And it would be the same day that throughout on the Temple Mount, the priests were bringing out these lambs and they were sacrificing them during the Passover. But the Lamb of God that would be sacrificed for the sins of the world was being sacrificed at that same moment on the cross of Calvary, and his blood was being shed to cover our sins, that God's judgment would pass over us. Jesus had been examined for 4 days, and you can go to the gospel accounts and see how he was examined. There were those from the Herodians, the Sadducees, the Pharisees that came, and they tried to trip Jesus up. They asked him questions, trying to get him to cause him to say something that would make him so that he was less than the Son of, prove that he was less than the Son of God. Yet they could not trip him up, and they all went away asking him no more questions, wanting to have nothing to do with him, because they realized that they could not cause him to say things that would turn the Lord against the God the Father against him, and also turn the people against him. And so we see here that he was being examined during those 4 days. During those 4 days, he also taught on the Temple Mount. He also shared with the people truths about the reality of who he was, and caused the final anger to come to the Sadducees, the Pharisees, that they would gather together in the Sanhedrin and plot his death upon the cross, which was really the fulfillment of the Lamb of God being crucified for our sins, just as a lamb would be have its blood shed on the 14th of Nisan, as God said here. Now, the Lord indicates a meal that was to be partaken with the flesh of the lamb, and it was to be done. We're going to be looking at next Wednesday. We don't have time tonight, but we're going to be looking at next week in greater depth the whole meal, and we're going to be looking at some of the things and elements of that meal and how they were pointing to the coming Messiah. There's some very interesting things that we see here. And it also is going to speak specifically of what the nation of Israel is to remember every time they partake of the Passover meal. Now, this meal that was being established by the Lord is a meal that Jews throughout the world still celebrate every year. And God said that this celebration of the Passover, this remembrance meal, was going to be partaken of as throughout history. It was going to be done every year, year after year after year. If there's Jewish people that live in Fargo, guess what? You'll go to their home. If you went to their home during Passover, they may not even be Bible-believing Jews. They may not even believe in the Old Testament, but yet many of them will still partake of the Passover meal, and they'll still do all the things that the Passover meal says they should do. And we're going to look at some of those next week as well. In closing this evening, I also want to look at one of the things that we looked at just briefly as we read the account tonight, and that is what the people were to do as they prepared this meal, because it's going to tell us as we look at different elements next week. In verse 10 it says, "And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remaineth of it until the morning ye shall burn. And this shall ye eat with it, your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover." This was to be a meal, and if my wife would, if you talk to my wife, she'd say that this is the way I eat most of my meals, in haste. I eat too fast. But they were told by God to eat this meal fast. And they were to eat this meal not only fast, but they were to be prepared. They would have their shoes on. They would have their clothes on. They would have their staffs ready. And they were to be ready to bolt out the door at a minute that God told them to bolt. Why? Because at the end of this meal, the events that are going to occur are going to cause Pharaoh and the Egyptians to not just ask them to leave, but to force them to leave. And they're going to be forced to leave in a hurry. They're not going to say, okay, you've got time to gather everything. No, they're going to be forced to leave. So the Lord's telling them, be ready, be prepared. Now there's some things that need to be looked at that as far as the life of a believer in Jesus Christ. When we come and are covered by the blood of the Lamb, we're to be prepared for the Lord to come for us again too. And we're to be prepared to leave not a year from now, not 10 for years from now, but we're to be prepared today. Today may be the day. Today's the day of salvation. And the scriptures tell us, the Apostle Paul tells us, we're going through the book of Thessalonians. We're going to be getting to that later on in Thessalonians 4 about the rapture. The rapture could occur at any time. We're to be prepared. We're to be ready. We're to be ready today. And just as the Jews were ready to be delivered by the Lord at the moment he was ready to deliver them, likewise we should be ready to be delivered out of this world at any time when the rapture would occur and the Lord would call his people home. The Apostle Paul says he was longing for the day of the Lord's return for his people, and he said it could happen at any time, and that is still true today. So we're still to have this sense of urgency that the Jewish people were called upon to have as they were delivered out from a world system that was totally in rebellion against God, led by a man who was so ungodly that he declared himself to be God and stood against all the will and purposes of God to deliver his people, and that would be Pharaoh. Well, we're going to be looking at a lot more next week. We only had about 18 minutes this evening. And I don't want to keep you real long tonight, so we'll look in depth, more depth next time, and we're going to look at a little bit more depth at the meal and the elements of the meal and what they mean to us even as Christians today. Let's just close in prayer. Lord, I pray that you'd speak to us this evening through your word. And Lord, as we begin this study in the 10th plague on how you presented and introduced the Passover celebration and meal to the Jewish people, and used it as an element where you passed over them with the angel of death and judgment. Lord, today we're passed over because of what you've done because of Jesus Christ and his death on the cross and his blood shed for us. He truly is the Lamb of God that came to take away the sins of the world. Lord, we pray that you just speak to us tonight through your word, and as we go home, may we read it and study it more. And Father, may we be encouraged by it and realize how that you are at work today in the lives of men and women, delivering them from a world system that enslaves them to sin. And Father, that we can be delivered as well because of what Jesus did for us. This, go with us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In closing, if you would turn to hymn number 249. 249.